We all have causes that are close to our heart, organizations or individuals that we donate to in order to help a need in our community or world. So on the surface, it wasn't unusual that young Wilbur wanted to help his mom raise some money for kids who needed help. However, his story from over a century ago is one that lives on today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
It all began with the Chapman family, living near the banks of the Missouri River in White Cloud, Kansas.
They were missionaries, and they had come back off a missionary field, and they had a son named Wilbur that was with them.
Linda Maris says the family had returned to White Cloud around 1910. While their family was back from one of those mission trips, a visitor came to town with an important message about helping those in need.
Mr. Danner, who was the first secretary of the American Leprosy Association, came to the church and explained to the people about the leprosy in Haiti and the countries in the third world.
Mr. Danner explained that it cost $25 per year to support a child's needs who had leprosy. The Chapman family was inspired to help, and Mrs. Chapman set the goal to donate $250. Quite a sum at the time, to help 10 children. She raised $225. It was then that young Wilbur got involved.
Mr. Danner, when he went to leave, handed Wilbur $3 silver. So Wilbur thought, well, what could he buy with it? And then he told his parents he wanted to buy a pig and raise it and then sell it and send the money to Mr. Danner.
So young Wilbur took that money and set out to raise a pig to raise the final $25 his family wanted to donate to the cause.
He bought a piglet and raised it, and he called it Pete. They raised him on corn and grain, and then neighbors would bring in food when they found out what was taking place, and that's how he grew.
So you may have an idea of where this story is headed. Yes, Wilbur is going to raise the money, but this story gets much bigger, and that boy and that pig have impacted you, and you probably never realized it. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.